Kia ora, I'm Imogen and welcome to this breaking news episode of Newsable. It's been revealed this morning that Chinese spies tried to hack New Zealand's parliament in 2021. Overnight, both the US and the UK singled out Chinese hack attacks that had targeted their own local politicians, and Security Minister Judith Collins says the same happened here 3 years ago. The Director General of New Zealand's spy agency, the GCSB, has just spoken to journalists about all of this and shed more light on what happened.
In August 2021, the National Cyber Security Centre became aware of malicious cyber activity affecting the Parliamentary Council Office and the Parliamentary Service. NCSC staff commenced an investigation and response that confirmed that parts of the PCO network and the Parliamentary Service network had been compromised by a malicious cyber actor. The NCSC provided extensive support to the victim organisations and to reduce the impact of the compromise and delivered advice to other organisations potentially at risk by association with those networks. Our analysis enabled us to confidently link the actor to the People's Republic of China, specifically the Ministry of State Security. This link has been reinforced by analysis from international partners of similar events in their own jurisdictions. The NCSC worked with both affected organisations to develop a comprehensive remediation plan. Since then, both organisations have made further changes to their networks to increase their security resilience. Incidents such as these underscore the reality of our digital age, reaching many aspects of our lives. Both state-sponsored actors and criminal actors seek to take advantage of vulnerabilities in systems, designs, and people to gain access to networks and information, sometimes through deliberate targeting, but often opportunistically.
The Director General was asked what China was trying to achieve in this malicious cyber activity.
If I look at what state-sponsored cyber activity has involved over a number of years, it tends to involve trying to gain information for strategic advantage. It involves the theft of intellectual property. It also is sometimes used to facilitate foreign interference.
And he was also pressed on what data might have been accessed.
So I'm not going to go into the details of the data specifically, but I will say that from the analysis that's been conducted, information of a sensitive or strategic nature was not removed from the system. Some information was removed from the networks, and we believe that that was of a more technical nature, the sort of data that would have facilitated more intrusive work following.
That was the Director General of the GCSB, Andrew Clark, giving more detail on the Chinese hacking revelations. Thank you for listening to this breaking news episode of Newsable. I'm Imogen Wells, and to make sure you're always up to date on the latest news and current affairs, follow Newsable wherever you get your podcasts.
This pod took time and resources to produce. Please support our mahi and visit staff.co.nz/support.